Hi, Omar.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning. I'm still thinking I'm anonymous this morning.
Funny, Mike.
That'll seem like a picnic compared to this, Omar, by the time we finish it.
Well, you woke up and you're on the back page of the Daily News today. What'd you think of that?
Well, what can you say? You know, on the back page?
Now,
beats the front page. Isaiah got that.
That's a good point, Mike.
You know what Jay told me tomorrow? He said it was not a good morning to be the PR director for the New York Knicks. Now, that's Jay Howard.
That's good. Now, are you – listen, we'll get into this issue here for a minute. Are you sensitive to it? Is it not that big a deal about the Hispanics on the ball club and the numbers and all that stuff? Does it bother you down deep that somebody's even actually talking about it? Give me your thoughts about that whole situation.
Well, first of all, what's the question?
Question is, does Omar, based on comfort level,
right,
if it's even whatever, would Omar lean a little bit more towards an Hispanic player on his ball club compared to somebody else?
Well, you know, first of all, it's a question that myself, I don't expect, you know what I'm saying? Because I figure the year 2006, the way the game is today, it's a question that I feel that probably no general manager in the history of the game or of any sport probably gets. That being said, I understand that, when you're the first first Hispanic general manager, there are going to be people that are going to look at everything that you do and try to analyze it or try to say he's doing this because of that. The fact is, you know, growing up in New York City, I never think about race, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Race is not something that my parents taught me.
Right.
It's not something, my best friend going to a high school like Newtown High School. Being raised on the 7 train, you just don't think about race. But that being said, when people bring it up, it's something that you kind of gets you off guard a little bit by surprise. But I'm one of those that, you know, you listen, it's not much to it, and you just kind of move on.
I just give you the number, you know, because I brought it up, fans have brought it up, 15 of 25. Mets, I don't hate to bring numbers to it, but, I mean, Hispanic general manager, 15 players.
Okay.
Is that, do I make, that's, you know, more than any other team? Do I read anything into that or not?
Well, first of all, 15, we haven't put a 25-man roster together.
Okay, that's true, too. So maybe there'll be some pictures, so, too. That's a good point.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, one thing, that's going to be Willie and our front office is going to put the 25 guys together.
That's a good point. Maybe
so
it won't be that.
So to say there's 15 guys on the team, that's not, you know, we don't know how that's going to play out. Second of all, if you ask that question, I think that, you know, for me, what it would mean is, you know, I don't think so. I mean, for me, what I'm saying is, I don't know how you people can realize and start when you're putting a team together thinking about race. You know what I'm saying?
I don't, but I mean, there's fans out there. I never would think about it. But I mean, you would think, you know, Omar, geez, 15. It's a lot. So people would think that maybe Omar would lean a little bit, which is okay. The Celtics had, the last three or four guys on the bench were white for all those years, too.
Well,
and they got pounded for it. So the question would be then, well, hold on. Now Omar, and see, he's more comfortable bringing in an Hispanic player. That's nothing wrong with that. That's the case.
Look, well, I think it's fair to say that, it's an issue that, you know, as far as, we're about the New York Mets. What we're trying to do as an organization is put the best team on the field.
Right.
We're trying to put the best players on the field. That's what we're trying to do, and that's what we will do, and that's what we'll continue to do. That being said.
So you haven't even considered this the last year or so, and somebody would bring it up to you, you heard whispers, then you hear it on radio, you wouldn't even consider it. What are they talking about? I'm trying to put the best, is that the answer?
No.
I'm trying to put the best ball club together on the field.
We are about putting the best ball team on the field, you know what I'm saying? Even though, I will tell you this, it's something that, you know, when people bring this up, and whether, you know, let's say yourself, you know, I know I understand that you've been bringing it up the past couple of days. And I think it's if you ask those questions, I hope that you would ask those questions to every general manager, every owner that comes here.
I would find a leaning if I found something. Well, if it's me, I mean, I would.
You
would have no problem with that. I would bring it up.
Now let me ask you a question. How many years have you been broadcasting?
On this show, 18, 19 years, whatever.
How many times have you asked that question to general managers and owners?
Well, we brought up white stuff, and not to New York guys. I can't probably think of any.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, it's an issue that's brought, I think, because of the fact of what I'm Hispanic. But that being said, it's something that, you know, really, you know, it's an issue that, for me, it's just we're about a baseball team. We're about the best players on the team, getting the best guys on the team. And I think we had a very productive winter.
I think You know why it's put up? It's not because of you. Everybody likes you.
Right.
Nobody has a problem with Omar Minaya. It's brought up because a lot of people see the actual specific numbers of it, and it says, geez, you know, that because the Mets have, that, you know, they have more.
Yeah.
Facts. They have more Hispanic players than any team in Major League Baseball.
I think a person that's looking, you know, I like to think we're talking about baseball, we're looking at stats.
Right.
Bats, RBIs, home runs, on-base percentage. I'm just not the type of person
who's
going to say,
think about that.
Think about, okay, how many Catholic guys do we have? How many Jewish guys do we have? How many, you know, I just don't think about that. But that's okay. And what surprises me is that in the year 2006, we're even talking about this. That surprises me. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And it's, you I know, can it's understand been, that.
But that being said, you know what? It's a part of the industry. We're in a city that loves baseball, and people want to talk about all kinds of issues.
I honestly think it's an innocent query. I don't think there's, at least in my estimation, I'm not asking that from a racist. I wouldn't be here for 18 years doing this show if everybody thought I was racist or didn't like blacks or Hispanics.
I don't think you're racist. I don't think that.
Let me say a couple things here. Number one, fans have asked me the same question. Is Omar leaning towards Hispanic players? Does he want to have Hispanic players on the team? Now, I don't think that they're... First of all, I don't think fans care. Most fans. Now, maybe there's a fan or two who does care, Omar. Who knows?
Right.
You know, there are always going to be people who have leanings in certain areas. I always feel fans don't care. If you put Jack the Ripper out there, if he hit 80 homers, they'd root for him. I mean, they don't care. Who you could put 25 Martians out there, they could care less. I mean, people want to win. That's all they want to do.
Right.
But I have had people ask me the same question that Dog alludes to, which I can't say I haven't. I've been at, like, dinners or out there, and people say, hey, you know, Mike, your buddy's at Omar. You know Omar well. What? And I say, you know, I did say the question I would raise is, with the big star player, New York has become enormously – the Hispanic market has grown enormously. It's a smart TV move. It's a smart radio move. It's a smart – advertising move.
Right.
Did you want to get a star Hispanic player for those reasons, considering how that's the biggest growing market in all of New York?
Look, I think there are times that you try to get players.
Because we've talked about that in radio. Yeah, talked about it on TV. The Spanish market is growing. Speaking market is growing enormously in New York.
Yeah, I think there's times that you look for players for whatever region. For whatever reason, there might be a time when you go out and get a player because he's from a certain region. There's no doubt if you look at what's going on in Atlanta right now. They're bringing in kids from Atlanta, you know, the kids that are from Georgia,
from
that state. And I think that's proven us very well. Hey, one of the things that I like about Paul LaDuca is that Paul LaDuca,
from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn. For me, kids that are, you know, you talk about other players. Anytime I get a chance to get a player that's from New York, I think that's important. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that the organization caused a little of this with that Lezagamo commercial last year? Remember the radio commercial? We used to play it on our show.
I remember the commercial.
Latin's in the house or something. You know,
Latin's in the house.
Yeah, something
Latin's
like that.
I think that's more kind of a cultural type of language. You know what I'm saying? And we're in New York right now. And
which is enormously
young.
Multicultural.
Multicultural. Right. And if you talk about people in New York, people in New York will talk about those things.
But who cares if there's Latins in the house, though? I wouldn't say more whites in the house. Why would I say more Latins in the house?
I don't know. I guess I don't want to comment too much about the commercial. I could tell you that the commenting is on what we're trying to accomplish.
But
we are looking for athletes.
I agree.
That's what I like. I like athletes. I like players that are able to play offense, to play defense.
Right.
I like players like Jose Reyes. I like players like David Wright. I like, you know, we have a manager that goes out there, and we were second in baseball in stolen bases. We play an exciting game. We play a game the National League way, the way it was played here with the Brooklyn Dodgers, the San Francisco, the New York Giants. This is a National League town. The thing
you
that
want
I
a
think
certain
about,
kind of player. You want athletic players.
I want athletic players. I want guys to play offense. I want guys to play defense. I want a manager to be able to get the hit and run. I think when we play that kind of ball with our fan base, we have great fans. I think it's an exciting brand of baseball. That's what I look for, and that's when we go out and acquire players, we try to get players that fit into what we're trying to do.
Let's get away from that. Yeah, okay with Pedro pitching to the Dominican Republic if he does in the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, I am. I'm a big supporter. I think that this World Classic is good for baseball.
Why? What's it going to do for baseball?
I think what's going to do for baseball, it's going to, look, it's something new, but I think there's a lot of enthusiasm in throughout the world. And I know right now,
outside of America,
outside of the United States, there's a lot of enthusiasm, and I think the players themselves are enthusiastic about this. You got to remember, anytime change comes in baseball, there's always this doubt, you know. First, it was when we went to two divisions, you know, East and West,
they
people
like that.
Questioned
yeah.
that, okay?
Right.
And then we had to go into interleague play. Nobody liked that. And then we had to go to the wild card. Nobody liked that. I think this is good for baseball. I think that, you know, we are supportive, you know, we support the event. And look, when it's all said and done, you're talking about 2 weeks. We've always said that spring training is too long. So, you know.
You're okay with it.
We supported the event, yes.
Good job, Omar. Thanks, pal.
Okay, buddy.
I'm
Take
glad
care.
We can all get along.
I never have a problem with Omar.
Huh? But let me ask you one question before I leave here. Okay, because this one's for you, okay?
I'm ready for you.
And I don't like talking about this, okay? But, yeah, and I know because people tell me, hey, Chris Russo is saying this, Chris Russo is saying that. And
Mike would be the first to say it wasn't that
and
serious.
And I understand. Mike and I understand this is entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is entertainment.
It
but,
is.
But you got to make me a promise now.
I will.
If you ask me that question,
right.
okay,
mm-hmm.
you're going to ask every other GM that comes here, every other owner about their hiring practices. You promise me that? Is it fair?
If we see a trend that might be a little questionable, I swear I'll ask it.
You promise me that?
Yeah, I swear.
You promise me that?
And
your listeners are going to hold you to that.
You know my listeners will.
Okay.
Our listeners will, I should say.
Okay, you promise
know.
Me
I
that.
I promise you.
You think he's
going to
do it, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We would have no problem with that.
Yeah.
If we were here in the 50s, we'd be yelling for the Yankees to integrate.
We know we would have said something about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would have gone to the games, probably, but would have said a hell of a lot about it. You know where this all started from, don't you? The Delgado thing.
The what?
Last year, the Delgado thing, when he told the Toronto's, you know, Delgado said things.
Yeah.
You know, you know what he said.
And
when
we got him on, he wouldn't say it.
And he wouldn't say it to us.
He wouldn't say
chickened
it,
out.
Huh?
Yeah.
He chickened out, huh? Well, look.
He took the money and ran.
You know what?
It's over with.
You know what the great thing is? It's January. The Mets have a good team. Our fans, we're happy for our fans.
You think so?
I think we have a good team. What do you think?
I think you have a good team.
Yeah, I think.
I'm worried about the starting pitching, though.
I think you have a pretty good team.
Okay.
I don't think there is a good. I'm not sure there's a good team in the National League, a really good team.
Yeah.
I mean, not good meaning 95 wins.
Oh, I think the Cardinals are still
I don't
that.
Know. I'm sick of the Cardinals.
You're sick
they
of the
got
Cardinals.
Roman back at third
I'm
base.
Sick of the Cardinals.
But the bottom line is, we have a lot of enthusiasm.
Oh,
tickets are selling a lot.
I think you win 90 games.
You think we win 90 games?
Yeah.
And we think you're the favorite going into the division.
That part I want. You know
Who's
what?
Who's the favorite?
The Braves.
Well, just on chalk.
The Braves. I'm not.
So
I have
gonna,
too much respect for
I
Bobby
give you credit.
Cox
last year in May,
Schultz,
you said the Marlins and you said the Braves last year.
The Braves.
Year.
Until those guys, until somebody beats those guys, they will be the favorites. So we have a challenge, and our challenge is to do the best we can to beat the Braves.
Now, would you promise us one thing?
What's that?
If you get into the playoffs with a wild card, don't write wild card winner on the dugout.
That drives Mike crazy.
What about when they have wild card championship flag?
Well, that,
yeah,
you know
like
that?
Oh, they do have that?
They
on,
have a championship flag.
At least win a pennant.
They win a division.
They have a wild card championship flag. What is a wild card championship flag
game? I hate that wild card winner on the dugout.
Huh? But you're a Yankee fan, so you're used to those World
Series. It is
Series
easy
pennant,
for a Yankee fan to say that.
Oh, don't be teaming up with him.
Okay.
Right now, okay? Don't be teaming up with him.
See you, Omar.
Okay, take
care.